Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. Today, I spoke with the first evicted house guest from Big Brother 25, Kirsten Elwin. We talk about what she would have done differently, who she feels the most betrayed by, her thoughts on Luke's expulsion, and she also goes into depth about what happened in the bathroom with Jared slipping about his nickname and how it matched the nickname of Cerise's son. So we get into all of that. I'm really excited for you guys to hear it. So without further ado, here's my exit interview with Kirsten. Hi, Kirsten. How are you?
Hi, Sharon. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. You've been out of the house for a week now. How are you feeling? Have you adjusted to real life again, or?
Definitely still acclimating. I think it's really easy to think about, going out by the pool and putting on copious amounts of sunscreen and laughing in a peaceful setting.
Right.
But I'm kind of just duplicating that here in my own pool.
Well, I do want to mention you were my winner pick, so I was super bummed to see you go.
No way. Oh my God, thank you so much, Erin. Honestly, I was my winner pick too, the way things happen.
Oh yeah, no, I know. Well, what do you think your downfall was? Obviously, you were kind of not in the best position because you were up on the block for just losing that comp. Do you think you would have been nominated if you weren't already in that position?
No, I don't believe I would have been nominated if I wasn't already in that position, because it would have changed my approach, I think, coming into the house. And to just, instead of trying to secure myself more so, I think I would have been more keen to just blend in with the surroundings.
Yeah.
So I think having that, like, oh, well, I'm a possible target, a very shiny one at that, kind of put me in a little bit of a different headspace. Probably by like day one, day two. And then after that, I was like, okay, well, I can only play my game at this point. So.
Yeah. Well, in terms of just the votes and stuff, who were you most surprised by, or who do you feel the most betrayed by?
Oh yeah. I'm not surprised by the vote, just because I had been told probably earlier that day that the house wanted a unanimous vote. Like, that was their angle anyway. Mm. And I knew that people didn't want to be on the wrong side of the vote. I know that a lot of people said, hey, we're going to vote for you. We have, you have our support. And we had somewhat of a little bit of a group huddle in the bathroom during the live show where, you know, Matt was there, Jag was there, Nicole, Jared, Corey. And we just kind of confirmed, like, okay, you have Riley's side of the house who's going to vote for you. And then Jared and Nicole are going to vote for you. And they're also going to let that information spill over to the rest of the house so that they're not on the wrong side of the vote. Obviously, that didn't happen. Was I surprised? No, it's Big Brother. Yeah.
Well, I hope you saw all the support you had on social media, because people were really upset, like bummed that you were out first.
I know. I see it.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I see it. It's been really, like, just, I think it's warming to see that people just supported somebody like myself, and just even through maybe diaries or live feeds or whatever it is that they kind of were able to see some similarities between us and support my week in the house. I really, really, really am beyond grateful and honestly amazed.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. I mean, one of the major questions I had for you, of course, is people want to know what happened with Jared and that nickname, who heard it, what happened. Can you walk me through what happened there?
When
JBZ or whatever.
Honestly, if I would tell you, I really don't even fully remember who all was there. I don't want to say the wrong name.
Yeah, that's true.
I really don't. But we were in the bathroom. Obviously, our favorite place in the house. It's the warmest place in the house. So we're always in the bathroom. And, you know, I don't want to say America, because I think it was America, but I don't want to say she was there. So all I know is Jared was there, myself, we were there at one of the vanities when you first walk into the bathroom on the left-hand side, and he says, oh, my family back home calls me Jay Bleasy. And this other person says, oh, that's what Miss Cerie's son's name is. And
oh my God.
I can tell a reaction on his face because honestly, I had other things to worry about.
Right.
But I definitely think that that has stuck with whoever heard it. I don't know if people were in the back of the bathroom that may have heard it as well, but that definitely is going to stick in someone's mind. And now knowing that Izzy knows, I think it's a matter of time before it gets out. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be working double time to keep that concealed, but I don't doubt that there will be somewhat of another slip up.
Yeah, because it's like you don't really think anything of it, but you immediately when Julie told you, you were like, oh, connect the dots.
Yeah. And, you know, he calls her Mama Cerie. And as a house, we were just like, okay, bet. We're just going to start calling her that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not so it's like a lot of things are lining up.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
See them sitting side by side and go, hey, y'all kind of look similar. And then the rumor starts, you know.
Of course. We'll see.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
I do want to ask you, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I do just want to ask your reaction to Luke and his expulsion and just kind of how he handled the whole situation.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't there. I didn't see any of it. Honestly, yeah. We didn't find out until America found out.
Yeah. It must have been pretty shocking, though.
We had no idea. We didn't see anything. So it's just like, well, huh. And we don't know who was affected. So it was just kind of like a mystery.
Yeah, that very unfortunate situation. I do want to, on a more lighthearted note, let's ask this. Did you see that Red said he thought you had a crush on him?
Oh my gosh.
What was that about?
If the internet made sure I saw anything, it's that. And I was flabbergasted. I'm not going to comment any further just because Red stated his reasons clearly numerous times as to what the hell.
So wait, to confirm, you don't have a crush on him?
What? No, we love Ally Mae. That is her man. Please.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh yeah. He's a taken guy. I forgot.
Yes.
Did you have a crush on Matt though? What was going on there? Because you had a little.
Yeah. So, I mean, me and Matt we were just friends, honestly. Like, we were just starting to get to know each other. There wasn't enough time for there to be anything more than a budding friendship.
Yeah. All right. Well, in terms of if you did stay in the game, who would you have liked to align with long term?
Oh, God. Think? I'm scared.
Like, who did you want to work with?
I wanted to work with Tyson since day one when we got on the machine together. Mm-hmm. And I really was just, you know, respectful to his personality type and didn't really push anything. But I definitely wanted to work with Tyson. I was always going to work with Nicole. That was my day one. We had a final two. And then America. I think she's a real one.
Mm-hmm.
Most lately, Jag. I'm not going to lie to you. I have so much respect for Jag. Just on his honesty and stuff like that. So we would have been locked in, even if we agreed to disagree. Like, I would never have kind of like gone against Jag in that game or Mikko.
Yeah. Yeah, both of them. They seem like good people.
Yeah.
Would you ever play Big Brother again?
I would definitely play again, correctly this time.
It's tough. It's not easy.
Studying to be done, honestly, on my part. That's literally part of my year going forward. I'm like, okay. Let's really study this game. If the opportunity ever comes again, I'd be thrilled and honestly put my best foot forward. And who knows, maybe people would be scared of me because I'm like, oh well, she got out first last time, we have nothing to worry.
Yeah, they underestimate, you never know. I know if the wrap up, but any other reality shows you'd be interested in? The Challenge, anything like that?
The Challenge seems super cool. I'm definitely into The Challenge. Honestly, I think any shows that aren't like dating shows,
yeah.
I'm game, just because I think that they're just such fun opportunities, and you just meet so many people that are so different from you. And I think if I could do that for the rest of my life, I would.
Well, Kirsten, I'm really bummed to see you go, but I do hope we see you again in some capacity, because you were really fun and you were my winner pick, so I'm bummed, but thank you so much for chatting with me.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Yes, you too. Bye. Thank you for checking out my interview with Kirsten. I'll be back tomorrow with another exit interview and Sunday with a week 3 breakdown. And if you haven't already, please check out my Winner's Way In series, where every week I talk to a different winner. I just had Xavier on. He was super fun. He was open. He talked about his engagement. He obviously talked about Big Brother and the Challenge and where he stands with the, you know, his castmates. So it was just a really great conversation. I really hope you guys check it out. And lastly, I would love, love, love if you liked, subscribed, and left a 5-star review. It really does help me out. So thank you guys, and I'll see you later in the week.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today. You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.